So what is the joy of water gardening survey, and how can our listeners participate?
I came up with this, and I forget where I was inspired to do this, mainly because there doesn't seem to ever have been, that we can find, a survey or a study on why do people do more water gardens, and why do they, you know, have water gardens, and why do they spend that much money to put in a water?
Do you cool your feet or other body parts in your water garden?
Well, I let a little of my obscenity shine through,
and it's possible they do.
Here's the questions, and
I think we
need for people to submit questions if they want, or need to eliminate. I got 17. I'd like to have 20.
I think what we should do is see if somebody wants to be a guinea pig.
Oh, you're a water garden person?
If you have a water garden, you can call in right now. We'll ask you the questions. That'll get everybody a chance to hear it.
There you go. That's a good
308-8867, 308-8867. Your reward for doing the survey will give you free admission to next week's free presentation, and we'll give you 4 tickets to the Texas Home and Garden Show.
I bet we could call Dwayne Eaton. I've already got his telephone number.
No,
if nobody calls in, we'll call Dwayne.
Well, you know,
so if you have a water
Liz
garden,
too. Liz and,
these are not embarrassing questions.
Luke.
I think I got their number, too, unless they've changed it.
All right, so we got a couple people, but we want to hear from you.
Yeah, let's have somebody different, too.
8867 308, and you can be our guinea pig.
So what if they answered this question? Do you recommend others to get a water garden? Yes, no, absolutely, hell no.
I mean, that it might be that they have had bad experiences.
All right, well, let's see what we got here.
I say if they have, then we can find out what those are, and those can be addressed on our seminar.
Barbara, welcome to Milberger's Gardening South Texas. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Doing okay?
Yes.
All right, let's see if we can bring you back up just a little bit of the station, bring your volume up. Are you a water garden owner?
Well, I want to be. I'm just starting.
Oh, you're just starting. Do you have one yet?
Well, not quite. We're putting it in, but I do have some plants in their own separate little water containers until I get the pond going and get them all in one pond.
Okay, so the question is...
Then she's number two.
All right, so...
Why did you decide to install a water garden?
Was it
curiosity? You enjoy the water? You enjoy the fish? Or you like water lilies?
I the looks of the water, and I love the water lilies.
You enjoy the water and what?
And the water lilies.
In the water lilies, okay.
All right.
How large is your garden going to be?
It's going to be about 8 feet wide by about 5 or 4 feet across.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Let's see. Now, let me see, Barbara, if any of these other ones apply.
What do you mean they all apply?
Well,
that's right. She doesn't sit by the water garden.
Well, no,
are you going to have fish in the water garden?
Yes.
What kind? Koi, goldfish, guppies, or catfish?
Catfish. Mm.
Goldfish. Oh, I didn't think guppies would survive.
Well, they will in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Who, guppies?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're tropical fish.
But they'll die in the winter, right?
Yeah. Most winters they will.
Annual fish.
Goldfish will never die.
Well.
Here.
Ever.
Probably.
They're immortal.
They can get too hot if you got a small pond.
They'll live forever.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Judy is...
Does she care? She boils some?
Yeah, she boils some.
Do you plan to cool your feet and or other body parts in your water garden after you have it? Do you imagine sitting out and dangling your feet in the water garden?
No.
No?
No.
Let those little guppies chew on your toes.
Let the little fishes nibble at your toes. Have you ever had a fish nibble at your toes?
Yes.
Okay.
You have not, have you really?
Sure, everybody has.
Yes.
Why are these fish nibbling at your toes?
Because they're curious. Like something
new. Curious. Neat. And you got fungus, foot fungus.
Yeah, if you got athlete's foot, that's a good way to clear athlete's foot. Yeah.
Do you have your water lilies? You got some in containers already, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you
know what varieties they are? Did you pick them because of varieties or just color or?
Color.
Okay. Are they day bloomers, night bloomers, tropical or hardy?
Hardy day bloomer.
Hardy day bloomer.
Okay.
Okay. Another one. She just came up with. Do you know what variety? How did you choose?
See, Barbara, you've inspired a question.
This is a really good one. What is the main source of information about water gardening which you use?
The internet.
The internet?
Okay.
Any particular site?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
And so you just Google questions and then kind of read what comes up? All right. Do you subscribe to any garden, water garden literature yet? There's a magazine.
Not yet.
Will you plan to?
Can we
sell you a subscription?
What the favorite web sources of the water gardening information are, so she could look that up.
We got somebody else. You want to wait a second?
What was the main inspiration for you getting the water garden? Enjoy water. Water and the lilies. Okay.
All right. Hey, Barbara, we're going to put you on hold.
Couple of tickets.
Yeah, and back at the station, we're going to let Jason get your information, and then you could pick up your tickets Tuesday at the station, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Jason will put...
Thanks, Barbara.
Yeah. Okay. Now, let's see. Jason, you'll have to tell me. I couldn't hear who the other person was. So you'll have... Millie is on the line at 308-8867. Hi, Millie. Do you have a water garden?
Yes, I do.
All right. How long have you had it?
About 10 years.
All right. That's the first question. Are you ready to take our survey?
Sure.
All right. Do you need us to fax you the disclaimer that says any harm caused by this? Would you like not to use your real name?
I'm not the sensitive type.
What's that?
I'm not the sensitive type.
Oh, okay.
Why did you decide to install a water garden?
I wanted to have something to look out at watching.
In other words, you enjoy the water.
Yes.
Looking at the water. Especially in a desolate area like we are this year.
How large is your water garden?
It's just a 150-gallon container.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, is that a better way to... as you talk to water garden people, do they describe it in terms of gallons or in terms of size? Is it likely, like you, the other woman gave us dimensions.
Right.
You gave us gallons. Which do you think is more common for people to...
Probably dimensions, but I'm not
certain. Okay,
let's see. I've got sit by. Let's see. How
often do you sit by your garden?
How often do you utilize? We should put how often do you utilize?
Well, I think,
and then we could put sit by.
Utilize by every day.
Every day.
You view it.
I feed my fish.
You view it. Oh, you sit by it and view it and.
I kind of stand over it.
Okay.
There's a neat question you got back here, Jerry. Can we go back there and come back? Do you know any inspirational stories about the therapeutic value of water features? I mean, does it contribute to your peace of mind and tranquility?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it does.
Now, don't bias the question here in your asking.
That's the way he did on that children's garden.
I'm telling you. Do you know of any? So you're saying yes, you do.
Oh, yeah.
What are the stories?
Do they involve healing? Do they involve... that's right. I would do that.
So do you personally have an experience that you could relate? Where
no.
mental
I'm doing exactly what I told you not to do.
I'm just letting you do it.
I have fish. Actually, I have two water features. I have that small one, and then I have an old bathtub, a clawfoot bathtub with fish and crawfish. And
when would you find it most satisfying? I mean, is it
quite often when I work at night and when I come home, I look at it and feed my fish and
relaxation.
Yeah.
Do you notice a difference between the time that you begin to look and enjoy the water feature and then afterwards?
Yeah, she's tired because she's been out there looking at the water feature and then she should have been in bed asleep.
Well, I'm asking, do you notice a difference? Do you
she's sleepier.
Do you recognize a difference? Like you'll walk in and you go, boy, I'm just more tense after watching these fish swim.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, so what do you notice after you spend some... Do you notice any difference? Maybe you're just the same person.
No, I'm still me.
You're what?
No,
I'm
she's
still
her. Do you recommend others get a water garden?
I sure do.
You intend to keep yours, of course.
Oh yes.
Well, how do you gather information about taking care of your garden? And
when I first started, I know Jerry knows of Papa Jim's on the south side.
Uh huh.
I went there, and that's when I got the first plants that I got.
Did you buy water lilies?
I did.
How did you choose the water lilies? By color?
Yes.
Okay.
And the time of bloom.
Yeah, okay. You wanted yours to bloom during the day? You wanted day bloomers or night
bloomers? No, I needed the night bloomers.
There you go. See, that's something. You know, a lot of people work at USAA, work the day shift, and they want night stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I never could figure out why anybody would want a night bloomer.
Well, in this climate, too.
Well, that's true.
Outside in the evening,
yeah,
it'd be the only time you'd want to be out there in the summertime.
I also have a pickerel and horsetail rush in mine.
The plant? Pickerel plant?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, on your fish... do you have to replace your fish once a year or the
no, long? No, I've had goldfish in there for as long as I've had the pond.
Wow.
Do you name them? Do you name them? Can you tell them apart?
No, I someone gave me a koi, but I don't know what happened to it. Also, I have to watch out for snakes too.
Your koi disappeared?
It did.
Someone broke in and stole the koi.
I think maybe one of the dogs might have gotten it.
There are gangs out there that'll do that.
Do you have any particular plants around your water garden?
I mean, the main one, yes, I have two Bird of Paradise.
Okay. So it's usually something that'll bloom pretty, huh? You want something that'll bloom.
Yes.
Do you have any of those irises?
Water iris?
Yeah.
They
always fascinate me, and I don't see them as much as I would expect around the garden.
I used to sell those. What's the main problem you've encountered with your water garden?
Problem? Having to refill it because it's been so dry. I just have to constantly top it off. Evaporates.
How often?
In my bathtub, I have to put water every day.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You keep it at the same. You have to keep them at the same level, I say.
Yes.
Now, let's say you said you had a bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
And what's in that?
What's in the bathtub?
Yeah.
A couple of goldfish and two crawfish and the pickerel.
Okay, pickerel. That's a water plant.
Did you say a crawfish?
Mm-hmm. I got two crawfish.
Cool.
Don't tell Milton where you live. That's He'll be over there.
Well, and that is that sounds like a Louisiana pond, a bathtub of crawdads.
I like this.
Pickerel plant.
Yeah,
right?
That's why. Little Cajun fest over at...
okay, well, I think
that sounds great, Millie.
Qualified.
So, Millie, what other questions should we ask people? Can you think of anything else that we didn't bring up about your water garden that would work in the survey?
Oh, yeah. Is your water garden in the sun or full sun or shade?
The bathtub's in three-quarter shade, and my 150-gallon is half and half.
And you're still getting plants to bloom?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I can't get my bird of paradise. It's too early for the bird of paradise to bloom yet. But while I have you on the line, can you tell me why my plumeria is not blooming?
They're funny like that. Sometimes it takes them a long time to bloom. Was it blooming last year?
The one plant I had last year, and it did bloom.
Yeah, I always found when I broke my sticks, you know, and started new plants, that I usually didn't get, you know, I might get a little bloom at the end of the growing season, the next growing season, but it was always... there was one advantage to stable plants and not starting new plants all the time, and that was that you had more continuous bloom.
Mm.
So, yeah. Are they new sticks? I mean, are they new this year?
No, they're newly purchased. I don't know if they're, you know, how they...
Uh-huh. And how much sun are they getting?
They're getting full sun.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, give them another year, but they are, like Jerry says, they are a little unpredictable. You can't
so is it too late for them to bloom this year?
No, I don't think it's too late. They'll bloom. In fact, there's a problem with them. They'll keep blooming, and, you know, you got to protect them from the cold, so sometimes you're a little inclined to keep them out in the yard longer than they should be.
But well, no, we're prepared. Yeah, we have them in pots.
Yeah, there's still a good chance they could bloom this year if the foliage is looking good.
And I have one variety that I got in Corpus from Turner's Nursery. It's he called it a bridal bouquet. And it's blooming, but it's not fragrant. It's white.
Now, you said this place you mentioned is Papa Joe's. Is that
Papa Jim's? Remember Papa Jim's?
Oh, it's J I M S.
You don't remember them?
And something, wasn't it?
Yeah. Is it out of business?
He sold out. He moved back to where was on Flores? He moved back there.
Is that the guy that had the orchids and everything too?
Well, he had a lot of medicinal herbs.
Well, the that's still there in the fish store is next door again because he moved over to off of W.W. White Road. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Remember, Jerry?
Yeah. Are you a master gardener?
I'm sorry?
Are you a master gardener?
No.
Do you belong to any water garden clubs?
No.
Okay.
Is there a reason?
Well, you quit.
No, that's important to know.
We love plants, not people.
Well, don't give her the answer.
Jeez.
I'm curious. As
okay, kind of... give her the tickets. We've gotten enough from her.
Okay, Melanie.
Thank you.
That's a good question. Maybe she doesn't.
That was a good question.
Maybe she doesn't find it
if
helpful.
It's not.
Maybe she went. And
I
she
know, but it sounded like a Friday on a Dragnet
right.
or something.
I want to know why. Well, Millie, that's okay.
This is the guy that's got a questionnaire with 17 questions on it.
Yeah, he's criticizing for me now.
Is the water garden located in 8 to 10 hours of sun, 4 to 6 hours of sun,
less than
4 hours of sun?
Nobody's going to know that.
Well, she
How
did.
Do I answer that when I have to?
She already answered that.
Oh, you did? All right. She's going to know that. All right, Millie, can you hold on a sec?
Sure.
All right, we'll get you 4 tickets to the
Holman Garden Show
next week. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, maybe you'll come by, and since with 10 years experience, maybe you'll help with one of our presentations here.
Well, I'm sure I'll have plenty of questions.
There you go. Well, come on by and ask them. The Pine Crew are good.
You may have plenty of answers,
too. Our good people at Milberger's has some great stuff with water gardens now. So
I know.
Good. All right, Millie, we're going to put you on hold, and Jason's going to get your information, okay?
All right. Thank you.
This is a good idea. This was one of the, every now and then he comes up with a pretty good idea to help with this survey.
Uh-huh. See?
All right. I got most of these questions.
Well, let's take a break, and we'll come back, talk a little regular gardening and water gardening, and we'll talk whatever you want to talk about it. 308-8867, 308-8867, toll free, 866-308-8867. You're listening to Milberger's Gardening South Texas on AM 930 KLUP.